SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. and Great Britain have launched another attack on Houthi rebels who continue to hit civilian vessels in the southern Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the strikes on the Houthis are not aimed at ramping up Mideast tensions.
If you're in a scrap with somebody and you can find a way to tie one or both of their hands behind their back, that's de-escalating. That's taking ability away from the other party to inflict harm. And the strikes that we have conducted ashore in Yemen have degraded Houthi capabilities.
Officials say the U.S. and U.K. used warship and submarine-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets to take out Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. The joint operation comes about 10 days after U.S. and British warships and fighter jets struck more than 60 targets in 28 locations. Recent polls ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary show former President Donald Trump holding a significant lead over challenger and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Haley says she's under pressure to end her campaign.
I've watched the entire political elite yesterday and today. I've watched the entire media elite yesterday and today say that I should drop out for the good of the country to support Donald Trump.
Haley is urging supporters not to give up. Authorities are searching for a man they say shot and killed 8 people at 3 locations since Sunday in the Chicago suburbs. Police in the city of Joliet and Will County say they did not know of a motive for the killings. Authorities said the man knows the victims. On Wall Street, the Dow by 138 points, the NASDAQ rose 49, the S&P advanced 10. This is SRN News. Back in 2020, Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes created a foundation committed to providing education and training for minorities in areas of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Today, his vision has expanded to building bridges between underserved communities and the business world. President and CEO Kelly Cornish outlines the mission of the T.D. Jakes Foundation.
Going into schools and also providing academies where children from underserved communities can attend to learn about these areas that the Black and Brown community has not really been exposed to up until recently. And this goes back to finding some of the root causes of why there are such disparities and then helping to change those.
Cornish adds that the T.D. Jakes Foundation already operates a thriving STEAM Academy in Dallas. More details can be found at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. Some Georgia lawmakers are looking for ways to provide relief from property taxes.
The proposals are coming as increases in home values have caused taxes to rise. Republican House Speaker John Burns proposes doubling the state's homestead tax exemption. That likely would cut tax bills by nearly $100 million statewide. Georgia is far from the only state where lawmakers are reacting to voter discontent over higher levies. But some in Georgia communities that already have value caps say they create inequities. John Scott reporting.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office is investigating reports of an apparent robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in Tuesday's primary election. Attorney General John Formella says the recorded message sent Sunday appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.